This is Ozarks at Large. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. The Arkansas State Crime Lab is expanding into Northwest Arkansas with the opening of a satellite office. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek got a look at the facility, which should make things a little easier and faster for law enforcement, prosecutors, and defendants.
Cindy Moran, the assistant director of the Arkansas State Crime Lab, shows us around the new facility on Monroe Avenue in Lowell.
They're touching up paint. They have a few ceiling tiles to finish putting in. They're finishing up some work.
She says this satellite office will process two types of evidence, toxicology and drug chemistry.
So when we talk about drug chemistry, we're talking about the raw material itself, the green vegetable material, the powder, the pipes, pills and capsules and those sorts of things. And that's what our drug chemists are going to be analyzing. On the toxicology side, what we're doing is DWI and DUI cases. Primarily up here, it will be for law enforcement and then also for coroners.
For all the other types of evidence analyses, law enforcement will still have to travel to Little Rock.
In our Little Rock facility, we do the full gamut. So we have a medical examiner's office that performs autopsies. We have latent print division, firearm division, digital evidence, so that's computers and mobile devices. DNA, serology, trace, toxicology, and drug chemistry.
But Moran says those last two, toxicology and drug chemistry, make up the bulk of the crime lab's caseload.
So we get about 32,000 cases a year, and 23,000 of those are drug cases.
Moran says she expects they'll be moved into the new facility in the next couple of weeks.
And then the work really begins for us, you know, setting up the instrumentation. We have to validate everything that we do. So accreditation has strict requirements as far as what we have to do before we can perform any casework in the laboratory.
That will likely take another 2 months, but Moran hopes officers will be able to start dropping off evidence in the receiving area come September.
And so this is where law enforcement, they hand carry all of the evidence to us. And so this is where our evidence technicians will receive the evidence. It's all barcoded, chain of custody, and it's all, you know, electronic through our LIMS system.
The Lowell facility also has a secure locker system that Arkansas State Police troopers will be able to access day or night.
If a trooper, for example, has a DWI sample and it's in the middle of the night, he has the ability to submit that through the locker system, and then the next morning we can retrieve it from the locker and get started on it.
Moran says all dropped off evidence will then be processed in either the toxicology or drug chemistry labs.
So what you see through here, this is the toxicology laboratories, and so we call this our more of our wet chemistry areas where they're doing their sampling of and extractions of the samples. And then what you see in the further laboratory is where all of our instrumentation is going to be to do all of the analyses. And this is really mirrored the same on the drug chemistry side.
Both labs are outfitted with fume hoods and long mechanical arms that drop out of the ceiling.
I call them snorkels, but they're called fume extractors. So what those will do is those will be placed over this instrumentation and pull any kind of chemical fumes out of the laboratory. So we want to make sure that it's, you know, we have clean air to breathe for our employees. That's important.
Moran says the opportunity to expand the crime lab to Northwest Arkansas presented itself when state police started making plans to build a new headquarters for Troop L.
They said, hey, would you guys be interested in building a satellite laboratory on this property? And we said, absolutely, because about 36% of our drugs and toxicology cases come from this area of the state. So it makes sense.
And she adds, the number of drug cases that comes through their doors has gone up every year.
I think it's a little bit of everything. The opioid epidemic is real. And actually, this area of the state is part of the HIDA region. So that's the high-intensity drug trafficking area region. And so this is a good location for this laboratory because of that.
Moran says having the new lab will also cut down on the time law enforcement officers spend driving to and from Little Rock to submit and pick up evidence.
Which for this area of the state, that's a full day for them. The other advantage is we go to court and testify as an expert witness. And so now we're limited in our travel as far as where we're going to testify in court.
Moran says some law enforcement agencies go to the Little Rock lab every 2 weeks. others come just once a month. So case turnaround times should also improve with the addition of another facility.
Already our drug chemistry backlog is coming down. You know, we're staffed appropriately now, and so we've dropped the backlog from, it was nearly 12,000 cases, now it's about 8,000, and as far as turnaround times, we're down to 5 months instead of 9 months. So we're already starting to see this downward trend, and so having these people up here, the chemist people up here on site, that's really going to have the turnaround times up here probably even faster.
And she expects the benefits will be felt across the state.
Now we're releasing some of the burden that's going on in Little Rock. It's just, you know, overcrowding with the number of chemists that we have here, and now we're able to move some of those chemists and toxicologists up in this area.
The Northwest Arkansas lab will be staffed with 4 drug chemists, 2 toxicologists, and 2 evidence technicians, all of whom have already been trained in Little Rock. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
And by the way, the crime lab has one other satellite facility at the University of Arkansas Community College in Hope that has a staff of 4 people.